Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Welcome, everyone. This is the founder of Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro Smith. I hope you're ready for that fun Friday. I sure am. We've got a fun-filled show. I've got a lot of you guys calling in the phone number. And get a hold of us at that 773-897-6461. If you'd like to be included in the show, we at Psychics Gone Wild include me. I say we, but you know, those of you who know, there is a group behind me who are the most phenomenal, the best that there is. We have psychics, mediums, readers, a lot of individuals who just do the month. This is October, and this month we're doing paranormal. Tonight you're going to be very excited. We were very fortunate and feeling very honored to get not only a beautiful, attractive woman, but a very intense woman who has a story to tell that I know that is going to not only warm your hearts, but to get you individually into this month of, as we've been talking, unusual things, and that the world is a bigger place than just maybe, you know, some of us has been noticing that there's more things happening in our metaphysical world. This individual is a very intense individual, very positive individual named Susan Liberty Halsh. She is a grandmother, a former Playboy bunny, and author of two phenomenal books. She healed herself from cancer using an ancient Native American healing formula. And here she's going to share her journey with these books that we read. And one of the names is Ha, I Laugh in the Face of Cancer. So without further ado, I know a lot of you guys are going, come on, bring her on, Jethro. How are you today, Susan?
Oh, thank you, Jethro. I'm just great. And thank you very much for the opportunity to speak today. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. I mean, you have you've had a very not only colorful career, but obviously a very strong career of, you know, a person that was just out there in the world and handling experiences. I know that a lot of individuals, when we talk about the C word, I mean, you don't even hear it say, and here you are, you know, laughing at cancer. You've got to talk to us a little bit and give us, we've got a lot of inspirational from you, and just listening, I was putting things out on Facebook. I've had people writing me all day going, this woman is phenomenal. A lot of you guys are in the queue to talk to her or have it, maybe get a psychic reading from me. Remember to go to psychicsgunwall.com. We're going to ask today, and we'd like your permission, Susan, to put you as one of our special guests, and we will put you on our website so that people can see this and inspire others throughout the year.
Yes, that would be wonderful. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. Tell us a little bit, Susan. Tell us about this. I mean, you find out you have cancer, and what was your response?
Yes. Well, if I might tell your precious listeners that when I was diagnosed with cancer in April of 2012, my beloved brother, the late owner of the Los Angeles Lakers basketball team, Jerry Buss, also was diagnosed with cancer. We had cancer at the same time. I thought that was very interesting that the universe would bring this to us together, to have that journey together as brother and sister. So as my big brother, he was quite certain that I would follow his lead, and he had chosen to do conventional medicine with a robust chemotherapy, and by that I mean when you're rich and famous, I think they give you more, you get more. So he had a very strong program of chemo and a lot of it, followed by a surgery, and he fully expected I would follow his lead and have a mastectomy and the lymph nodes and the radiation and the chemo and all of the above. But since he and I had shared an experience with our mother having died at a very young age at 62, having followed that same protocol, and enduring a horrific illness before she died, I had determined in 1977 that I would never, ever go that route if ever I got cancer. That was my determination way back then. I had not changed my mind. So, Jethro, I had to tell my precious brother I couldn't do that. And when I did tell him this, the look in his beautiful brown eyes was so alarming. I could see that he felt that it was a death sentence for me, that I could not do that. But he wouldn't realize that I also felt that it was a death sentence for him, and unfortunately, I was right. So I told my dear brother that I know he's brilliant. For those of you who know about my brother, Jerry Buss, he was a brilliant man, not just in business, but he was also a PhD and a professor of chemistry, and had a great attainment in every area of life. So I had to tell him that even though I knew that he was brilliant, so is Mother Nature brilliant, and I would go the way of Mother Nature. So with that, we hugged each other. We said goodbye. He began his treatment, and I went home not knowing what I was going to do, really. I mean, I knew what I wasn't going to do, but I didn't know what I would do. So I really thought very carefully, what will I do with this cancer? I had two tumors that were cancerous on my right breast, and one tumor that was not. I did have a biopsy, and I learned later that was not the thing to do for me, realizing that it spreads the cancer, in my opinion. So in any case, I had to think very carefully about this. What am I going to do? And I determined, since I have been involved with my business, Young Living Therapeutic Grade Essential Oils, for the last 23 years, that I would go to the Young Living Clinic in Ecuador for my cancer treatment. So I tried to find out about it, of course, but it's very expensive, like any clinic, any good, amazing clinic. And it was such a huge sum of money that I did not have the funds to do that. I wasn't prepared to do it, nor was I prepared to ask my dear brother for financial help, because he had made it very clear to me that he did not understand medicine and essential oils. He thought it was more like perfume. He did not realize the amazing medicinal properties of therapeutic grade essential oils. So that was not the time to talk to him about that. I did not ask him for the money. So I went home and I did what I always do, and I went into prayer and devotion. So I sat at my altar and I asked our God, I said, God, if you want me to live through this, then show me what I must do. Give me the idea of what I must do to overcome this, how I can live. And so the answer was instantaneously. I mean, it really shocked me. The answer was so amazing. I just jumped up, Jethro, like I was, you know, being shot out of a cannon. I went, let's laugh about that. I went over to my office file cabinet, and I opened up. This was funny, you know. Here I am on automatic pilot, have no idea. My conscious mind is, you know, what are you doing? So I opened up my file cabinet under C, grabbed a file way in the back that said cancer that I couldn't even see until I grabbed it, picked it up, opened it up. There was one lonely little paper in there, a flyer, and it said, Two Feathers Healing Formula. It was a Native American herbal remedy for cancer, and it showed the picture, a photograph of a man about my age. He was 68, I'm 69. He evidently had lung cancer. It showed a picture of him with a hole or a scar in his chest, and then next to him there was a table with 8 or 9 tumors on this table, and he claimed in the flyer that these tumors had come out of his chest and that he was cancer-free, having used this Native American healing remedy. Well, that was a lot to take in that moment, and it was shocking, but I had to remember what had happened, where I had come up with this idea, that it wasn't my idea. And therefore, I had to be really, I had to be obedient, and I needed to honor what had been given to me. So with that in mind, I made a call, and I remember thinking, well, what if the phone number is disconnected after, who knows, I don't know, 20 years? because, as a matter of fact, once I opened up the file, I remember I had put that there 20 years ago when I began looking for remedies for cancer after my mom died. So that's the one little thing that I had found other than Young Living. So I called, and, of course, Robert Roy, the distributor, Native American, he is the person who is the guardian, shall I say, then, for the Two Feathers Healing Formula. He answered the phone. He was amazing, astounding, and he gave me my protocol, and I ordered one jar for $134.95, and I had that money. And I had that money, so I ordered it, and he sent it out that very day. I got it the next day. It was quick. It was amazing. He's very devoted, and as I have said. And so I began the regimen. Now, he had suggested 3 capsules a day of this salve, or this ointment, as he would call it. So I put the salve or the ointment in little capsules, vegetable capsules. I took them internally. He suggested 3 a day, but since I was running a business and I found that it made me nauseous, so I started with only 2 a day, and I learned how to handle the nauseousness with peppermint oil, Young Living peppermint oil, so I was able to work with the program. So 14 days to exactly after I had begun, I saw the first evidence that it was working, Jethro.
Phenomenal. I feel it. And I love this. Those of you tuned in, this is Psyche's Gone Wild with Jethro Smith and my phenomenal guest, Susan Liberty Hall. And I can feel the energy. See, we're right in the thing. I believe very much this. I'm Native American. I've seen the holistic work. I know there's right now different individuals that you can get some different things from that will heal of cancer. So go on. We've got everyone excited, Susan.
Oh, yes.
Doing this,
and let's be sure that everyone knows I have no medical knowledge or training of any kind. I'm simply an ordinary grandmother who overcame cancer very quickly, less than 3 months, using the Two Feathers Healing Formula. So I began taking it 14 days after I took, on the 14th day, one of the 2 tumors on my right breast collapsed. By that, I mean I woke up and it was gone. I couldn't see it. I couldn't feel it. It was astounding. Of course, I knew it must be in there somewhere, but there was something happening here. 3 days later, the second tumor collapsed. Those tumors were the size of marbles. They were hard like marbles, and they were both gone. So with that, I called Robert Roy, and he said, this is good news. It means that the cancer is no longer attached to my living tissue. And that was the time, according to him, to put a little bit of the ointment on the tumor site where the tumor had been. And he explained that that would open up a wound, just like the man that I had seen in the flyer that was so phenomenal, I could hardly believe what I saw in that photograph. And here I am duplicating his process. So sure enough, 2 days later, it opened up a wound, and it was painful. It hurt. It opened up a wound, and I could see the tumor there. Now, it was a whole lot bigger than the little hard marble that it had been before I began the process. Oh, it was bigger than that by far. It was about the size of a dollar pancake. So that's a pretty big wound now that I have to have in my body in order to bring that thing out. Now, the Two Feathers Healing Formula also acts as a drawing agent, and that's what it does. It draws that tumor out. So at the same time I was taking it internally twice a day, then it began to draw the first tumor out. And as I said, it hurt. It hurt a lot. So I had been working with a homeopathic doctor, although I did this completely on my own without a doctor. Let's be sure that is understood. For less than $150 a day, but it would probably be more like, $150 a month. It would probably be more like $300 a month for other people because I took half, a little bit less than half of the dose that had been recommended. Three capsules is about average unless it's a larger man or a larger woman, and then it would possibly be 4 a day. But that would all depend on discussing that with Robert Roy. And by the way, this holy man has made himself available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the last 33 years in helping people with cancer. And he's never taken one penny for that counseling work that he does either.
I love that.
Yes, yes. You know that that God has sent someone when I can say that. So he was great. I mean, he was amazing, and he's available thank God he's available. So the first tumor fell out by itself 14 days, again, 14 days after I started putting the ointment on the tumor site. The first tumor, when it fell out, was big. It was, as I say, the width of a dollar pancake, but it was the depth of 10 quarters. Imagine one quarter on another, 10 deep, because here I am. I don't know how to measure these things. What am I going to do?
Yeah.
So I put it in a specimen jar. I measured it with my quarters, and I made my journal, and I kept a record of everything. It was big. But underneath it, Jethro, there was another one.
Oh, we got Susan here, you guys. And those of you tuning in, hang on just a second, Susan. We got a lot of you guys coming in. You got to keep up with the story, you guys. This is the author of I Laugh in the Face of Cancer. It's Susan Liberty Hall, former Playboy Bunny, author of this phenomenal book. She healed herself from cancer using an ancient and Native American healing formula. She's real. She's here today, and she's sharing her journey with us. This is Jethro Smith. Hang on, those of you, we will be doing readings. We still got prizes to give away. Go to psychicsgonewild.com. Go ahead, Susan. Keep telling us. We've got all these people breathless here. Now you have
absolutely. And if anyone missed any part of this, you know, my book is available. It is a chronicle to help anyone who has cancer, so that they can duplicate my efforts. So also my email address is in there. I'm following Robert Roy's excellent example, and I am also available to work one-on-one with anyone who would like my help in their process or answering questions or just to comfort. Whatever it is, I am there also. So if you missed any part of it, the book is available, and we'll get to the website later. But just to continue the story, now remember when I said that there were two tumors, and I'd had a biopsy. I'd also had ultrasound, and I had had the mammogram at Desert Radiology here in Phoenix. But then dear brother Jerry said he wanted me to go to Mayo Clinic to duplicate those tests because he just wanted to know for sure what was going on, because, you know, I'm telling him about the Native American formula. He's rolling his eyes, his beautiful eyes, and he's really worried for me, you know. So I go to the Mayo Clinic at his suggestion, and because he had set it up, I was with, you know, the head doctors, and there were two of those head doctors with me, and they started talking, and they did this test also. They determined the same thing, that there were two cancer tumors, and one that was benign, a total of three. So that was two different confirmations, three tumors total. Well, then I have to ask you, as we go into this story, why then were there 18 tumors, Jethro, that came out of my right?
Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. You look at this, and you're talking about this, working with this individual who's giving you this remedy, and these are coming out of you. Had this gone with this, obviously these tumors would have taken you home. You would have been on the other side. 18 tumors. This is phenomenal. Susan, we've got a lot of people here. Hang on one second for a little bit of a – we've got a couple of you individuals contacting us. Those of you that are having a little trouble, go to iTunes. We are able to tell you this. I'm going to have you guys that are contacting with us. You can get Susan's help here on www.HaILaughInTheFaceOfCancer.com. It's all one word. Just spell it out. HaILaughInTheFaceOfCancer.com. We've got a lot of people right now just loving you. We've got a lot of people. We'll get to you phones. Hang on, you guys. Keep calling the 773-897-6461. I've just opened up another room, so we're able to take more calls. We love this, Susan. Continue on. We've got everybody going. You had 18 of them. You're sitting here taking this medication. Other friends and people are going, your brother has cancer too. Your mother had passed away with cancer. So, Susan, I mean, you honestly, you know, you didn't get this in Playboy. You got to tease us here. You've got a strength about you as a woman and an individual that you're sitting here doing this, and your faith and your belief is putting out so much. We have a lot of people writing, she's a grandmother, she's beautiful. You're beautiful today as you are beautiful as a Playboy bunny. Tell us here a little bit, I mean, are you, I mean, at this point, this is where I think that, you know, a lot of individuals are saying, okay, you just had 18 come out. What was your, I mean, were you sick during this? Were you going through other things? What was happening to you, Susan, while you're taking these tumors out of you?
Well, what was interesting, Jethro, as I said in the beginning for your listeners who just came on, that Brother Jerry, the Los Angeles Lakers late owner, he also had cancer, and he was doing traditional conventional cancer treatments. So he had an operation. This is important because now we can compare the two treatments. So he had his chemo, then he had an operation, a surgery to remove his tumor. His tumor, when they went to take it out, there was a medical error in surgery, a medical surgery error, poking a hole in the colon. And for the next four or five surgeries and four treatments, anyway, nine in all procedures, nine in all, they never were able to make that correction. He went downhill very quickly. So as I was going through the process of the tumors coming out, each tumor came out one every 2 weeks. It was almost like clockwork. I could just count on it. On that 14th day, it was going to pop out. And during that time, yes, it hurt. So although I did this process completely without a doctor, I did use a doctor, a wonderful doctor here in Phoenix, a homeopathic, very, very famous, well-known doctor here, Dr. Stanley Olsten, and I went to him, and he verified the process. He took pictures. He saw. He worked with it, and he also helped me with the AMAS blood test, which Robert Roy, the guardian of the Two Feathers Healing Formula, had suggested instead of the biopsy, instead of the PET scan that conventional medicine uses. That I know in my heart that it causes the cancer to spread when you have a biopsy. But how do you know if you have cancer if you don't do that? He has the answer. It's the AMAS blood test. In my book, we speak very easily about how to get that. So I did that. So I knew exactly how much cancer I had, and I knew when it was gone. And that was what gave me the ability to laugh in the face of cancer, is I had complete control over this. It was not difficult. But during the time of the tumors coming out one at a time, I have to say, it hurt. So my doctor gave me a pain medication, and I've never taken a prescription in my life. I'm 69, but it was important that I was able to do this in peace. So I did take that. I also used the Young Living therapeutic grade oils, especially peppermint, that helped me with the stress or the pressure that I had, like in my head. It wasn't exactly a headache, but I was detoxing. You have to understand, this is powerful medicine. Those 18 tumors, if the Mayo Clinic and Desert Radiology saw three, then how could there possibly be 18? And this is where we have to use our common sense here. So the only explanation, Jethro, for me was that those tumors must have moved from all other areas in my body where I didn't even know I have tumors. And by the way, those mammogram and ultrasound, they didn't catch it. So all those tumors needed to come out, and if I just had the surgery, they never would have come out. So in this way, I was able to get all of the tumors out. I was cancer-free within 10 weeks.
I feel this, and I see the other energy with you, and I also, you know, this is phenomenal. We're talking here not only a blessing, but we're talking about the holistic. Those of you tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild, the paranormal of the individual. Now, this individual we've been talking about that did this remedy with you, she says that he still is doing this, and not, you know, asking for a penny, just putting this out there. Was this something that, you know, you bring up the actual Native American healing formula? This gentleman, obviously, was this something that was given down to his family, something he came up as a medicine man remedy? Or a shaman? Can you tell us a little bit about what you're taking?
Yes, it wasn't him himself, Robert Roy, but the family that he represents, a Native American family. Yes, it was a shaman. Yes, it was a medicine man. And, of course, me being interested in the metaphysical and those kinds of things, I asked him, how did he get this formula? Because it's 17 herbs and minerals, but not anything unusual that would cause this to happen. So he said something very interesting. He said, and I'll quote him, he said, it was a download from heaven. So he received instruction from on high on how to combine these herbs in such a way that it became a totally different compound than simply the 17 parts of it. I hope that's something that people can understand. This is nothing ordinary. There's nothing ordinary about this. This is super ordinary, supernatural. This is astounding. And, you know, I don't want to make any claims. Please don't think that I'm doing that. But I'm excited because I'm cancer-free. I've saved my own life. And now I've been given this blessing. And thank you, Jethro, for your part, that we can share this with everyone. And by the way, the first thing that I did was I had it translated into Japanese, because I used to live in Japan when I was a model there. And I love Japan. And after Fukushima, I was so shocked, and I started looking into what are they using for cancer and radiation over there. And I was shocked to find out that what they're using to treat radiation is radiation. Hello?
Oh, yes.
This is shocking. I mean, I don't want to laugh here because this isn't funny. It's awful. So if there's anyone in the audience who knows someone in Japan, please help me to get this book that's already available on Amazon Japan, both in hardcover and email version, I mean e-book version, excuse me. Then I want to make sure that someone help me, please, to let the people know that it's available. I also have it in German, so it's Amazon German also. And I ask the same thing. Please help me, dear audience. Let's get this book out to those people who must have it. That's just so important.
It is so important. And I got to tell you, Nella, and we did share something a little bit earlier in the show, and I'm going to tell you guys today, this is really a small world, and we didn't know it until about 2 minutes before we went on air. Susan, you're also from the same state that I'm from. You're from Wyoming.
Yes. Yes, and I love Laramie, and I know Laramie very well. Yes, indeed. Yeah. Absolutely.
Phenomenal state. We also had a gentleman here that did the time quality management. Those of you know it from Japan. He also was in the University of Laramie, Wyoming. He did this. He brought this projection to the United States. Time quality management wasn't ready for the United States then. He went over to Japan. Japan picked it up, and now you see Japan is a strong industry. The gentleman who did this was from the University of Wyoming. I want to tease some of you guys that are calling in. We've got all of you guys writing. You're going, Suzanne, you're just a phenomenal person. I want to read a few emails here, then we'll grab the phones real quick. Hang on, you guys that are calling in. We do ask today, we will be giving some psychic readings at the last. You guys that are listening in, I know a lot of you just want to listen. That's fine. All you can do is say, I'm listening in, I'll pass. We want to thank all of our new listeners from iHeartRadio and from the Speak Up Radio. We went on live today, and it was so nice to see our sites up and all of our, I say our, but we've started out, me and Dina were the forerunners of this show. We're the forerunners over there, and we're going to be taping Patty Negri's going over there, Jan Bachdraki, Linda Irwin, all the friends you asked for, all of those people you want to hear, we're going to be there. We're doing magic potions for over there for Halloween, so you guys stay tuned. Susan Liberty, what we got here, Susan Liberty Hall, I apologize, is a phenomenal individual. She's telling us this with this. She's got a book out there. Those of you, I laugh in the face of cancer.com is where you can go over and get information. Now, Susan, I got to tell you, I looked at your aura, and I'm seeing here the strength around you because you have an elderly guide. So your mission in life has not been, and I did tease you a little bit, I know that you're a strong woman. You talked about modeling. We know you were a former Playboy bunny. You've had some work with energies. You said you lived in Japan. This situation here now with we've talked here and you're saying how your brother's taking chemo and you're taking this. This is healing. You're being healed of this. You said you did not have any medical experience, so you were taking these out on your own. Did you worry about infections? Did you worry about, as an individual, I'm seeing this beautiful, attractive woman. You're very strong, but, were you not afraid a little bit that, what if this doctor's wrong and you're pulling things out that you might need in there? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you said that because some people are afraid and they come to me and they're afraid. Let's remember that this was given to me by a prayer, the answer to a prayer. This was my God that guided me to this. There wasn't any doubt about it. With that thought in mind, there was no fear of any kind. And there never was, not a second, not a moment, ever. But other people come to me and they are feeling the fear, and I understand that. But that's why I'm here. I can walk them through that. So, yes, there are some fears. So I would just say let's compare the two. I mean, I could have had a mastectomy. I could have died like my brother died, a horrific death. I could have gone that way, like our mother did, and like everybody else did on the oncology lab floor there at that hospital. No. I decided that whatever this was, it was a whole lot better than that. I was well. I was going back and forth from Phoenix to L.A. every 2 weeks to be with my brother, staying up all night, being there every surgery he had. He would wake up and open his beautiful eyes. There I was. And, he suffered terribly. I mean, terribly. But he never once talked to me about my program. He knew I was cancer-free. I gave him all of the information before he was too ill to see. I brought him all of the reports that I had been cancer-free within 10 weeks. I remain cancer-free today. So I was well during the treatment. The worst part of it was there was pain when those tumors were moving to come out. But after all, I wanted them out. And the stuff that came out was not any organs or any, thing like that. It was diseased tumors. And they look like fungus because in my opinion and the opinion of many other people, they are fungus. I believe cancer is a fungus. And that was horrible stuff that I didn't need. And the fact that it was coming out was thrilling. I was witnessing miracles. So I was happy. I was well. I was vibrant. I was not afraid. I was grateful. And I was doing the program, remember? I was doing the Young Living Essential Oils because, you know, it was important to support myself through this. I was doing nutrition. I was doing my exercise. But I was taking care of myself, but not extremely. You know, I know so many people who have come to me and they said, oh, I did some very famous, very, very famous cancer treatments with diet, and they did not do well on that. Other people who did it ended up dying, and I had to live through all of these people coming to me and then dying. Some people went to other naturopathic clinics because they said, oh, I can't bear to have tumors coming out of my body. That's just too icky. Well, I understood. They went to my girlfriend went to a naturopathic clinic in Switzerland, the best, because her husband had money. She went to the best, spent $50,000-$60,000. At the same time I started Two Feathers and offered it to her, no, she said, she was going there. And 2 months later, she called me and she said, I've been air-vac'd from Switzerland to Texas, where I'm on a gurney right now going into surgery. They're rolling me in now. I'm bleeding. The tumors were worse than they ever were. The clinic did not help. I'm much worse now. They don't know if I will even survive the surgery because I'm bleeding to death. But if I do, will you order me 12 jars of Two Feathers? I'm going on that if I live. So, you know, this was bittersweet. So I did. I ordered her 12 jars. We air freighted them the next day. She did survive the surgery, but it was very late in the game, very, very late. She started the Two Feathers. She was doing well. And I think she could have turned it around. She was definitely turning it around. But after several months of being on the program, because in her case, there was a whole lot more to deal with than in my case. I caught it very early. But in her case, her husband insisted that she go back to the naturopathic doctor and have him check. You know, they weren't sure about this Two Feathers thing. So naturally, obviously, when you ask a doctor, they'll say, oh, no, don't do that. So they took her off of it, and a short time later, she died. Before she died, she had one more surgery because she was started to bleed again after they took her off the Two Feathers. And the surgeon told her husband that there was a lot of dead cancer in her body, and he had no idea how that had happened. But her husband said he thought it was the Two Feathers.
I love it. And those of you tuning in, this is Jethro and Susan Liberty Hall. We're discussing the paranormal, the other work on Psyche's Gone Wild. I agree with you very much. And I got to tell you, you know, we were teasing there about and talking about being from Wyoming. My mom was a very strong individual. My mother was very, very strong. And my mother for years was having problems with her stomach. My mother did not believe in doctors. She believed very much in the remedies. And for years she drank pumpkin remedy and other remedies. And we all worried. My mother had been bit by a black recluse spider. She did not have her leg taken off. Yeah. They told her at the hospital. We went in. They took her. My sister said, I have three very strong women from Wyoming. I'm teasing women in Wyoming. They're not. As this woman was just saying, Suzanne was making me laugh because I have people who go, oh my gosh, my hair dryer's down and their day is done because they can't go on with it. Here Susan's talking about taking tumors out of her body. They look like a fungus. This is what I'm teasing Wyoming women. This is the strength. My mother, they knew there was things going on. She did remedies. One of them was can milk and some other things that were Native American, some other things they put together that she had done on the ranch. My mother kept her leg. She's like, the belief is I came in with this,
but
take it out.
Oh, wow, that's so beautiful.
So,
yes, absolutely. And this strength, you know, this strength, it's very empowering, Jethro, when you can go through what I've been through and come out not only still alive, but vibrant.
Vibrant.
You know, vibrant, where I'm just starting my next career. You know,
You said you're a grandmother, and I saw the picture here of the recent one. Those of you see the three pictures are coming up there. You look like, you know, you're like you're from the European, because I know a European woman, especially in Italy, a woman is not even matured until her 50s or 60s. She's becoming a strong woman close to 70, and then 80 is when she's really in her full energy. In the United States, we're doing this way too young. I've got to tell you guys, you're as young as you feel. I have family that were in their 90s. Those of you read my book, Living in the Psychic Realm, Meg lived to be very much, she was a 98-year-old psychic, very phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when I talked to you guys about her teaching me, she was then already 90 years old. And I remember, well, the joke was she was a 90-pound woman, and this little attractive woman, I was a kid, and I could not keep up with her. And we would laugh in church because people were like, you know, Meg has the most beautiful blue eyes, and we love her pie. And she had that strength.
Oh, that's so sweet. So
I just
sweet.
Love
I see
Susan.
What the- Well, that's right, and I really believe that taking the decision about your own life from a medical doctor, in my opinion, this is my opinion, turning to your own great God self, and after all we have to do is look in all the oncology labs and see what we see there to know, that was not for me. Now, here's another thing that I have to say to you, that on February 17th, 2014 in Belgium, the legislature there passed law that it's legal to euthanize children of all ages who are suffering from chemotherapy and the ravages of chemotherapy and terminal cancer. So now we have kids who do not do well on chemo. And so the answer then, the merciful part of it is then, well, then let's just kill them. Now, this is so astounding. I don't want to offend anyone, but I'm offended by that.
I know, and you know, this is something here, Dad. Let's talk about this. So, you know, with the FDA people, this is where we do our spiritual belief. I can tell you right now, there's an individual who's Native American that's in the Dakota Mountains, right there next to Wyoming. And I went and I bought back in the 80s. I can tell you this was the person I was in a relationship for. She was having problems. Her family had colon cancer, very severe. There was a remedy, but we had to leave the money up there because the person could not physically take the money because FDA had not done the cure. I can tell you the person did do this, and I can send you witnesses and proof of this. She did the medication. She drank this, and she had to take a spoon of it for a month. It was in a very beautiful blue bottle. We joked because she was like, your friend, you know, whatever I got to do, our expression was, if we got to dance with the pig to be better, then give me that pig. It's going to learn a new twist. She's doing this. She's doing the healing. Long story short, she had went to a Native American person up there. We did a reading with psychic work, and the guides told me a person from the north will come and give you a healing that will be medically beneficial. Take the medicine that is given and take the healing. Long story short, right above us is Canada. 1 month after this reading, 1 month after her taking this medicine from this special lady, we'll just say Miss I, because I know her really dearly and she doesn't want to get in trouble with the government. Miss I helps her. Miss I does this medication. She's there. We go, a Canadian doctor from the north came. They talked to us, said there's a specialist, and we drove all the way from Laramie, Wyoming, down to Fort Collins. The gentleman took one look, did a little bit of testing, says, I've got a new remedy. She didn't have to do the colostomy bag, what she had prayed so hard and was afraid of.
Oh, my heavens, that is exactly what people face, and I'm glad you said that, because I know about this, and that is, my mother had the colon cancer, and Jerry was facing this as well. So you see, it was a really easy choice for me.
Mm-hmm.
But what was really wonderful about this is I was well enough to help my beloved brother through this. I was there at every moment. And in his spiritual nature, he surely must have noticed this. He surely must have kept this to his heart. He never said anything to me about it, but it must have had its effect on him in some way, because I overcame cancer. His little sister. And so I'm grateful, Jethro, that we could talk about that today. It makes me feel very happy to share this with other people. That's exactly why I'm sure God gave this journey to me with my brother, so that we could compare the two, because those are always the two choices, either to go with the medical doctors and the protocol, which they've never really changed here over so many years, or to try something else. Now, I must say this, that out of all the people who came to me and did try things other than the two feathers, every one of them has died. Now, that surprised me. I was shocked about that. Mm-hmm. So it's not just about having an alternative. It's about having an alternative that works. And it's not just about faith. You've got to have faith, but you also have to have an alternative that works. It's a combination of those characteristics.
I agree with you very much. Susan, you're phenomenal. We love you. We're going to grab the phones here.
I love you too,
Jeff. Coming in, and we're going to go ahead and grab 262. You're on listening to this wild show of Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro and Susan Liberty Hall today on Friday. How are you doing, 262?
I'm doing well. This has been just an amazing story. So, Susan, God bless you.
Thank you.
For bucking traditional medical wisdom, because
that's
certainly
right.
The path they would have taken you down. So
yes, would have, but, like I did my mother and my brother.
Yep. So
we love you. Thank you for tuning in. I could feel your energy here. You've got a question, and that's okay. That's what this is. It's like it's gone wild. Do you want to give me your name, and do you want to go right to it, or do you want me just to read what I'm picking up?
My name is Marianne, and I have a question about what you might see in the way of a relationship coming into my life, a love relationship.
I say yes to that. They're telling me with the guide work and the energy here with the clairaudience that I'm hearing with this relationship, but they're telling me that you've got to get through. It's not just Mercury retrograde. Everyone's joking about this one. This is a hellacious one. It's not till over to the 25th of this month. Yours is telling me you have to go a little bit past into November, after the middle of November, because there's some situation that's going on here that has to kind of heal within you. You're very much emotional right now, looking at some things that needs to go. It's a good thing. They said, sit down and Marianne, contact me at psychicsgonewild.com, and I will send you, it's called an angel letter. It's how I have my relationship. We're engaged to be married. We're working on it. I love her dearly. And it tells you how to do the angel prayers and what to put in those angel prayers till you get the right person. Because the guides are telling me that this life has been frustrating you. You're ready to date. And then you have situations start, and you're choosy. See, I was too. We don't want to date someone that's going to be kooky. You want all the good stuff, you know.
Yes.
You know, so, you know, Marianne, I love you. Please do that there. Thank you for calling. I'm going to put you on hold. We've got other people going in, and
great.
We love you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
We are wild, and this is Psychics Gone Wild. We got presents. Go to psychicsgonewild.com. Our phenomenal guest, you've got me very emotional that we're going to be giving out here with you. Let me check it in later. Susan Liberty Hall has discussed with us. She's signing some books. We're going to have a few of those to give away. So those of you that are putting in, make sure you put in there, because you may get a signed autographed book of Ha! Laugh in the Face of Cancer.com. I knew that would get you guys awake. We got half of you guys over there in Maryland having a little party. Delaware called in on the phone. They did Psychic Monopoly. Jan Bachdrake just took Delaware. For those of you that are playing our Psychics Gone Wild, keeping up on the Monopoly. So call in 844-935-7200 and put in where you are and who you want to win the Monopoly. We are doing prizes. There's going to be a big $500 prizes for Christmas. We've got, and now our friend here, we're going to have a couple of Susan Liberty Hall's books, signed autograph. We're picking up the good stuff, you guys. Susan, you're a rock star. You're telling us this stuff. You come in here, you know, you're a very modest, beautiful woman. I got to tease you. Today, our Patty Negri's out doing some other work. She says, bring in someone who's just a very fun individual. And we've got you. You're not only fun, you're a survivor. You don't seem to me like, I'm not trying to be offensive, and I've never thought, but you just don't seem the model type. I have read for a few that are, you know, very beautiful women, but sometimes there's a lot of a different energy here. Did you just, I mean, tell me what's going on here, Susan.
Well, you know, I was born with these attributes, and, you know, it just put me kind of into that area of life. I was a Playboy Bunny in London. I was a Playboy Bunny in New Orleans, and I was a dancer, I was a model, I went to Japan, I traveled the world, I did all these things, but it was very empty because it was a mismatch. It was not a match for my spirit, you know, so I had to take beauty and those physical attributes, and they're wonderful, I'm grateful for everything, but it was the depth of spirit that I was looking for. I didn't like those things. That was not me. Not that there's anything wrong with it. You know, I learned a lot of lessons there, but what I learned mostly is that's not me. But I had fun doing that. I did have fun doing that. So it was good for that age and wonderful, but, you know, then you wake up and you're 30 years old and your career's over. So there's a lesson there, too. So the most important thing is what I have found is my spiritual work, serving others with my Young Living business and now with people who have cancer. That is a match for me. And you can still have beauty, but it's not just skin deep. It has to be deeper than that. I love service. That's what makes me happy.
I love that. I'd like to go and read the auras there with you because I could feel the energy. And I tell you, you just got this beautiful crystal blue. There's a gentleman there with you, or saw a male with you that I keep feeling that's coming through. That's just a very good person. He's just down to heart, a true blue. And I just, every time I read with you or feel you on the phone, they're saying that, you know, you are. I do think that would be cool. I mean, I could see it, you, Hefner, one of those houses. You know, here this woman is, this little trooper coming in, and they're like, whoa, you know, because like you said, you were born with these things, and I love your personality. You're like my Ellie Mae, I think, because you're just like rocking and rolling here.
That's it. Well, you know, I'm empowered, and that's what it does. When you can overcome cancer, and it's easy, and it's not expensive, and you do it without a doctor, that's very empowering.
It's very much. We love all of you guys. Tune in. Hang on, you guys. Today we got Susan Liberty Hall here with me, the author of Ha, I Laugh in the Face of Cancer. And we are having a blast. I hope you guys are too. It's Friday, 8:05. You stayed up. You're on live. Psychic's Gone Wild, 8:05.
So, and I'm going to get Suzanne's book for my niece because she's going through, you know, she has breast cancer and she's like 50 years old.
Okay, what is your name, sweetheart?
My name's Donna. Hi.
Hi, Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Let's we talk about that. Tell her when you get my book. I had breast cancer, and I'll make sure that you know how to reach me. In my book, you can use my email there. You and I can talk, and I'll be very happy to work with you one-on-one with your niece.
Say it over the air, my dear. We want some people to know how to get a hold of you. Tell us your email. We're not shy. We want everybody helped by Susan Liberty Hall.
Yes,
what's your email?
Absolutely. All right. So first of all, my website ha is www.haIlaughInTheFaceOfCancer.com, and then you can also reach me at haIlaughInTheFaceOfCancer@gmail.com, my email address. So please, by all means, do that, and I'll be very, very happy to work with you, Donna, and your niece. And let's not wait. Let's make sure that we get that going right away.
Okay, yeah, definitely.
Donna, let me give you the phone number of Robert Roy, and you can go on his website and see some of the information so that you can start right now today.
Okay.
www.healingformula.net. And there you're going to see many people with cancer, not just me, but many, many dozens of people, hundreds of people, thousands of people who've overcome cancer, every kind of cancer, so that you can be inspired, and then you have something that you can show her and have her go to my website. And if she wants to talk to me, then we'll discuss it too. Let's get started right away for her.
Yeah. We love you, Donna. Are you there?
Right.
Okay, we're going to let you go, Donna. We hope that helps you. They're giving us that push, and you got that information. Remember, you guys, if you get a chance, go to the archives because we're getting this information out. We've got a lot of wildness. This is Mercury retrograde, so grab a hold of your phones and hang on. We got so many people in so little time. I feel like that song, we got a long way to go and a short time to get there. But me and Susan are going to do what they can't see is done. So 337, this is Psychics Gone Wild. Jethro and Susan Liberty Hall helping as many as we can. How are you, 337? 337's a little shy. Okay, we're going to go ahead and go on with that. It's okay. You can just be quiet. You don't have to. We got a lot of calls we're going to handle. Remember to go to psychiescumwall.com. Blue Moon Treasures is giving away prizes. We got to take a minute here and do that for our promotion. I just realized that we haven't even done a commercial. Susan, you got me so excited.
Uh-oh.
And helping them all. We have...
What are you doing for Halloween this year? Why not join all of us from the other side shopping at Blue Moon Treasures of Tampa? Blue Moon Treasures is a special metaphysical shop. Semi-precious gems, crystals, handcrafted Native American product, jewelry totems, Kirlian photography, and a never-ending flux of genuine stones and wands from around the world. Also available, personalized, hand-blended healing oils and astrology oils. Go to www.jethrosmith.net and select the metaphysical shop to find the right treat for you. Have a safe and happy Halloween!
I know it's morbid. It always makes me laugh at the end. I have to get to that laugh. This is Psyche Jethro. That was Blue Moon Treasures, our sponsor, helping us tonight, and we are having fun. We have a very serious topic, but it is wild. And those of you listening into the paranormal, our wonderful special guest tonight is Susan Liberty Hall. She's a 69-year-old grandmother, formerly Playboy Bunny. She's the author of the two books, one phenomenal book, Ha, I Laugh in the Face of Cancer. You can get a hold of her at that same www.HaILaughInTheFaceOfCancer.com. She healed herself from cancer using an ancient Native American healing formula. And she's been sharing her journey with a not only short but powerful book of it. So what's the other book you've wrote? Susan, we keep saying two. What's the other?
Yes, okay. Well, this is about young living essential oils. It's a scratch and sniff feature for children. It's a children's fairy tale book. It's called Scented Adventures of the Bouquet Sisters in Fairyland. And you can find it when you go to my website about the book, How I Laugh in the Face of Cancer. It has five different scratch and sniff places for young living essential oils. And it is a fairy tale story with the amazing work of Josephine Wald, a great artist doing fairies and beautiful artwork. It's an interesting book. I hope you would enjoy it, yes. I know.
Love it. I'm going to look it up, but I got to go buy it. You know, I'm right in the middle. I got to tell you, I had to go back over a little bit of it for me in the book. And when I do that, when I'm reading a book, I know then it's got me by the heart. Her book is very emotional, you guys. When you grab a hold of this book, you're going to not want to put it down. So get a hold of the book. I know a lot of you are writing in. We've got different ones that are asking where you guys can pick it up through. And you have it. I know on Amazon. I know there are other places you can pick it up. Is there a place that you would suggest them to go? Obviously, is your site better if they go to the I Laugh in the Face of Cancer to get the book?
Yes,
where do you want it?
They can certainly buy it there. They can go to Amazon, certainly, and Amazon Japan and Amazon Germany, too, for the book in Japanese language and in German language.
I'm supposed to let you go, but I can't let you go. I love you. You've got to stay with us. We've got a call. We're getting close to the end, you guys, but we're having a blast. 337, you've gone to heaven. We're on Psychics Gone Wild, 337. Hello? I don't know what's going on with our phones. So I guess we've got a lot of shy ones, but that's okay. Nobody said you had to be pushy. 573, what about you, me, and Susie? I can't do Susan. It doesn't rhyme. Is that okay? You want it to go? Oh, my gosh. They wrote up, I'm just listening in. Okay, well, that's fine. Nobody's pushing you. Nobody's after you. 916, how are you, 916?
Hey. Been a while since I talked to you.
It is.
Yeah.
How are you?
Picked a good night to come in.
Thank you.
I cured myself of cancer, too.
Oh, my gosh, that's wonderful.
Is this our delightful Diane with the wild laugh?
And I turned 60. You know, I wasn't even afraid from the moment that the doctor tried to scare me to death.
Yes.
I just went, I'm radically holistic. I mean, I'm more radical than you would even other people could think.
I would
Well, I'm glad it worked. I'm very glad it worked. Thank you for telling us. Wow.
This is our medicine woman. This woman was out. Remember, and she used to do the shows of you tuning in a little while back. Diane was out doing a shamanic journey. She went from a couple of the towns to dance, to Sundance, to powwows. She's a very healer and everything. I just love you. I'm so glad you called in. I miss you. See, I worry about you guys. I'm psychic, but I become very maternal with this show. If people don't call in, then I think time in me. I'm like, and what show have you been to, Diane? Teasing you.
Well, I don't have the internet right now, so I'm not really on much, but I just thought I would call you and see if you were doing a show, and you were doing one that I could relate to. So
perfect.
Yeah, but I don't advise everybody to do what I do, though, because I'm radically holistic, and if you can't totally believe and you think that you're going to die because you didn't do chemo, then that's really not your way to go alternative. You really have to believe and go through the energy healing of it all, too, and know all the different herbs and what their energy, you know, the energetic signature of the herbs. So you have to get into it pretty deep if you want to heal yourself. But it's not everybody's life path to heal themselves from cancer either. But I'm always happy when somebody did.
Oh, wonderful, Diane. Thank you so much. Yeah, so I love the fact that with the two feathers, anyone can do it. It's very, very simple. It is so very simple. I'm hoping my book will be a chronicle so that they would have an opportunity to see how I did it.
Well, you made it easier. You made it sound easier than I did.
Oh, bless your heart.
I get so serious about this healing stuff, you know.
Yeah.
But I will have to read your book then.
Thanks, sweetheart. That's wonderful. Please feel free to contact me at any time. All my information is in the book.
Okay. All right. Well, good talking to you again, Jethro.
Good. We love you, Diane. You rock. There you go. There we had our fun friend Diane, who's going to come on and do a show with us. We've been trying to get her on to do some healing and talking with us. And I know she was working with her daughter. Lots going on with Diane. Someday she's going to be on here, and we're going to have a day of discussing the different varieties of this. Those of you tuning in, we are wild. So I hope you guys are too. PsycheSkillWild.com. Let's grab a hold of we've got Nathan Martin. You also are the winner tonight of Blue Moon Treasures Amethyst necklace, and it will be sent to your house. You'll probably get it within the end of the month. I apologize. We're a little behind on it because of stamps and some other things we're going through. But the good thing is, when we do this, you guys remember, I'm in Washington, D.C., so all your stuff comes out from Florida. So be patient. I had someone tease me yesterday. They said, I want a prize from you, and it took me 4 days to get it, and I got to tease you. That's great. I know that I actually told you a month and a half. My girlfriend, I sent her a very beautiful gift. It took a month and a half for it to find from Tampa to Virginia, which should have been actually the mail had told me 4 days. So, you know, if you're getting your mail in 4 or 5 days from us, just be glad. And I want to thank you. We've got Mary Katina right out to, she wants to thank us for the necklace. She loves the contest. She's got to have more fun tonight. I'm listening in, and I got to tell you, this is one of the most best shows I have been listening to all night. And I think that Susan is actually an angel in disguise. She just seems like a positive light of beacon work. Thank you. That's very beautiful. Well, we're at that part of the show, you guys, you know, that I don't like, and that's where they open that door and try to shove us through it. So I want to thank all of you guys that have come in. You know, is there anything you want to tell everybody before they push us out the door, Susan?
Oh, I'm just grateful for this opportunity, and I just want to let you know that I'm there for you. Anyone who has questions, anyone who would be interested to try this Two Feathers Healing Formula, I mean, it is astounding and amazing. So it's so inexpensive, so simple, and so effective that people wonder, can it be real? It is real, and if you need proof of life, well, here I am.
Love all you guys. See you later. You got to come back, Susan. We got to go, and we will talk
all
to
right,
you guys later.
All right, Jessica. Thank you. Thank you. Always victory. Bye-bye.